Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast. What to watch
on Point of View.
All right, as we welcome our correspondent.
Yes.
In all things entertainment. He's freezing.
Absolutely.
He's freezing. He's walking in here. He can't even speak, but he's here and we are grateful.
I want to let you know that the weather outside is very personal.
Hello, Leroy. You're welcome into the studio. It's lovely to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
How cold are you, really?
I was warm because, you know, the car was warm, the walk-up was warm, but I was telling you that I put laundry out earlier today and I found my jizuku kiti. It was blown away. So, yeah.
To be serious, I think I saw footage from Cape Town where things are really, really bad.
Yeah.
Eastern Cape, we are concerned about the Eastern Cape
very concerned.
Because we've just come out of that terrible, situation in the Eastern Cape where people have lost their lives. They're still recovering bodies.
Yes. And well over 100 now.
Yeah. So this is not good at all. I hope, you know, we're not going to wake up to another disaster.
Yeah.
Cross fingers.
I really hope we take the lessons so that, you know, because it's going to get worse. Climate change being what it is, we need to future-proof ourselves for more disasters like this. And I think it's tardy of us to not at least plan ahead, because it's human lives, you know. It's not just a bit of infrastructure. It's actual lives being lost. So, yeah.
You've got quite a lovely,
selection.
You've done well.
I did. There's something I couldn't stand.
And yes.
I will give my honest, because I always am.
I love that.
I always am.
Let's go to the Market Theatre first.
Okay, yes, absolutely.
Breakfast with Mugabe. I remember this being a book.
Yes, it was a book.
And
then it also toured down at the Grahamstown Arts Festival. It really is one of my favorite.
is the play as good as the book?
It could never be. Okay. It could never be because the detail there in the book is, but what you also get to see is this wonderful psyche of a man like Mugabe, especially because he's been caricatured so much, right?
Mad. This is how he's portrayed in this book.
Yes.
A madman.
Yes, because he's got the psychiatrist that he goes to go see, and then all resistance crumbles and everything goes south. But I thought it was actually very exciting. You know, we always chat about how Trump is trumping on a daily basis, and we had a dictator on the continent that was so intriguing on so many levels, and I'm surprised we haven't had more literary works around him. So I'm very interested in seeing it. So prepare early. It's only in mid-July all the way to the beginning of August. It's called Breakfast with Mugabe, and it is at my favorite theater, the Market Theater.
Okay, and then so do you want to start with your least favorite or the?
We can work our way up and down.
I think
I think I put an order of appearance. Okay. So the new show on Showmax called Untied.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it chronicles how women who have left marriages, public profiles, other, you know, marriages that we've been part of as viewers, and we're seeing how they're uncoupling and untying themselves from that. And the
starring
first,
who?
So Relebohile Mabotja is the EP and the host, and is a series of guests, including this week's episode, one Nonku Williams International. You know her from The Real Housewives of Durban. I think that tells you everything you need to know, because it is absolutely diabolical what we have to sit through. I was incensed. I want to put on record.
I didn't see that coming at all.
I want to put on record. You know what it is? I think from... And maybe I'm the problem, because we're expected the conversation.
I'm
around.
Usually like that. That's never your role. I sit back and I listen.
I was incensed, because I actually watched it before I came back here to make sure that my feelings of Tuesday are still my feelings of Thursday. And Pamela, kikwatile man, kikwatile, kikwatile. Now I'm cold and angry. Because the show itself, the premise is wonderful, and I know the competence of Relebohile is such that I know that she will extrapolate and she'll extract from the guests the best that she can. The issue about a character like Nonku Williams is that every single thing she said, I had to second guess.
What do you mean?
So you're not too familiar with the Real Housewives franchise.
Absolutely
but she
not.
She is the...
Unashamedly. Absolutely not.
So if you just...
Which housewives?
So these are Real Housewives of Durban. Okay. You know them because they have someone like Sarisha Reddy, Vivian Reddy's wife. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's Real Birkins and things like that. So
okay.
it's the more popular franchise. It's the one that's come back for a fifth season.
Okay, the Durban one.
The Durban one. Okay. So it's of the franchises doing better in South Africa, okay. Number one. Number two, Nonku Williams has always been seen as... She's very volatile. Sometimes to a point where it seems just, as we know, reality is scripted, but she really runs down and plays this character very deeply. So she was attached to one Sifiso Ncwane at some point, and that's where we know her from, and that's what makes her, you know, popular apart from her business endeavors.
Okay.
I sat there and everything she said, I was like, I don't know how true this is, because even
really?
In the Real Housewives franchise, she left in a huff, and we're all sitting on a cliffhanger waiting for the reunion next week, and it just felt a little convenient, a bit like a media run, like a bit of a junket for her to prepare herself for the reunion that she apparently isn't attending. My point is, all of that considered, I don't think she was the best guest to have to open the season, because I'm not skeptical.
Does she open the season?
She opens the season, yes, because the first episode was on the 20th, or the 24th, I beg your pardon. And I just got annoyed. I got annoyed because it felt like this is a wonderful moment for us to see people who have left relationships, who are rebuilding, and seeing them like sort of pivot back into the big bad world, especially in a world where being a divorcee and, you know, unmarried is so taboo. You know, oh, you're damaged goods, etc. For us to have Nonku Williams and Roberto Cavalli sitting there and sort of waxing lyrical about her history. And I just felt like, But anyway, we'll see what the rest of the season has
to
bring.
Is there anything good there to look for?
Absolutely. As I said, the host, Rile Bukhile, does an absolutely sterling job to, one, make it serious, so to give us the gravity that we intend to see.
Mm-hmm.
I think as a choice of guest, it was just terrible. Mm-hmm. Had anyone else been sitting on that chair, and I think the following episodes will show us that, we would have really found really good gems. Because I'm very interested to, you know, understand the journey of going through a marriage and then uncoupling from, especially in the public eye, when we've seen you be together. So it is on Showmax, and new episodes come through every Tuesday.
Okay. How to Train Your Dragon.
Go watch it on the big screen. It is absolutely a treat, especially if you have young kids. It is an issue because it's those live action remakes that we talk about. Remember, we had Snow White happening, Lilo and Stitch happened as well.
Yes.
This is the next one. So this is a remake. This is not a sequel. There's been three of these already. There's been three of these, which were a trilogy. Now we're going back and doing the first one, but we're doing it as a live remake. So even if I told you the plot, you've seen it before.
It's brand new.
Hiccup meets his dragon. His dragon, him and the dragon really become close, and this dragon is meant to be the most dangerous dragon in the village, and he learns how to tame it. It is delicious to watch, and it's absolutely captivating visually. Some of the storylines that people who've watched the animated version might find that it's not as deep. Like, for instance, there's a relationship between Hiccup, who's the boy sort of protagonist, and a love interest that was much more charismatic in the initial one. This time, it's more of a platonic friendship, so we use a bit of that. But I also think because it's an action remake, it's a bit harder to sell romance, especially at this age level, for to be appropriate. It is in theaters and not playing.
Okay. 28 years later.
This is the... You must not watch this.
Okay.
You must stay very far away from this.
All right.
This is a horror thriller.
Terrifying.
Very terrifying. The whole story revolves around this disease that's taken over the world, as all terror plots start. And we're now in Great Britain, and we're on an island, and there is a diseased... and the undiseased. And so the diseased have to sort of live through with the government having abandoned them. They go to the mainland every now and then because it's a rite of passage for the youngins in the community so that they know how to kill the diseased so that they can protect the undiseased as they grow older. And while there, they find that they thought no one was there on the mainland, but they actually find that as there is someone who is sort of championing a cause for the undiseased over there. Interesting to watch. Think about A Quiet Place, those kind of movies where the little community trying to break out. It is interesting, but if you are one, yeah, if you don't have the stomach for it, I deeply beg you to stay away from that.
Thank you for that. We will honor your request. Bride Hard.
This is my favorite. Okay, please go watch Bride Hard. Okay, so Rebel Wilson, you know her because she is the one who plays this wonderful, smart, quirky, awkward characters, right? There's one movie where she turns into a 21-year-old, an 18-year-old, where she's back in high school, for instance. The whole story here is very simple. It's a group of girlfriends. One of them is getting married, her best friend. And Rebel Wilson's character is the maid of honor, but she's also a spy. And at the wrong time, as far as the wedding is concerned, she's called away on a mission that they've been working on for a while. She then loses her spot as the matron of honor and is now demoted to a bridesmaid. And when they go to the wedding, then eventually things happen that re-gratiate her to her friends because they realize her identity and how far she's been actually protecting them in the background. It's fun. It's a girlfriend movie with a bit of like humor. It's the awkward humor I really like. You will leave feeling lighthearted. You'll be happy. There's a lovely story of friendship and love underlying it. And I think for me, apart from Breakfast with Mugabe, this is the one that you have to see.
That's the one. Well, thank you so much, Leroy. Get warm.
Yes.
Enjoy lots of viewing.
Yes.
I don't know what you're going to be watching this weekend.
I've got a few things to binge. And I'll come and tell you all about it next week. Hopefully we're done with the cold snap.
Yeah.
And I can bring you the crop top, Lady Hot Pen one more time.
Leroy, Mark, thanks everybody.
Cheers.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.